Oh, hello, good morning. Oh, she just went right to it. Right to it. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talkline, the show for you, the listeners in the YK Delta and beyond. And with me today, co-hosting, is Carolyn McLaurin. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. I'm so glad the rain quit sasbucking out there so we could all go berry picking. Lots of the blueberries this weekend.
I know.
Maybe jar some more silver salmon.
Oh, silvers may be coming in.
Yeah, they are in.
Yeah, that's really cool. It does look like we might have just a little bit nicer day today. We'll see. Okay, well, we already have a couple people on the line. I want to remind everyone that we will do a five-minute, you get allotted 5 minutes.
Give or take
5 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry, they keep turning off my mic. you get 5 minutes, give or take. So be mindful of that. All right, Casey. Good morning, Casey. You're on Talkline. Welcome.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
What's up? I beat John today.
You did. Well, he's right behind you. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be brief here. I'm calling with my fire department hat on, and couple of Saturdays away here on August 19th, we're having our third annual sportsman show at the fire department. Of course, there will be lots of good food there, brats, burgers, and stuff that we do. And we're going to have it pretty much locally this year. I think the National Guard is going to be there, and Kuskokwim Backwater, the Shooting Club, NRA, Search and Rescue. And we'll also have tables available for anyone, because it's a sportsman show, with if they have sporting goods at, for sale, whether it be guns, tents, whatever. That sort of, we're in that theme. The proceeds are, we're working on the last $10,000 of our $255,000 ambulance. And so all the proceeds are going to go to finalize. It's basically for some of the equipment for the ambulance. But so if anybody's interested in a table here for August 19th, they can call the fire department to get signed up for a table.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So. Okay. Well, that was it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Casey. All right. Next, we have John. Welcome to the show, John.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Morning, Casey. I just heard you.
Yeah.
You have a good turn out there.
Yes.
Good morning, John.
Morning, Diane, everyone there. You know, I want to talk about the whale. It's going to be brought up anyway.
Sure.
I'd like to say that it would have been better if they waited and observed the whale, see if it would have stranded on a sandbar, or couldn't get through, or, you know, some whales been beaching themselves, and could observe that and watch it, see what it done for a few, 4 or 5 days, or however long it took, have somebody observe it all the time. And if it got stranded and helpless on a bar and couldn't go nowhere, you can go over there and mercy kill it, you know, rather than letting it suffer. And that way, you wouldn't have had the consequences you're facing today now. You know, now they say it was against, you know, the whaling quota that you weren't supposed to kill a gray whale.
Right.
And they're not distinct, but they're protected. Mm-hmm. Now, if you would have waited for that, you wouldn't have had no such controversial things like we're having now in the news and the media and all that. You know, you'd end it suffering, and then you'd take it to wherever destination and divide it all up. You know, that way you'd be kind of covered, you know what I mean? Rather than letting it suffer, beach itself, kill it on a mercy kill, and then distribute the meat. That's what it should have been done, but it wasn't. You know, we got to accept what happened as it is.
That probably would have been a little more easily understood.
Yeah, yeah, it wouldn't create such a controversial issue. Plus, it wouldn't broke the federal laws on the ocean mammal distribution, stuff like that.
This was a really sad mishap, and hopefully a big learning, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in the future, you know what they should do? They should have a look into the coastal areas where their whaling community, find out what kind of load their ammunition are holding, how they're supposed to shoot it, not with regular old rifles, but with modified big guns. Because the skin, most whaling episodes I've watched, they use big guns to penetrate the skin, you know, mm-hmm. to kill it right away, rather than shooting it 100 times and letting needlessly suffer.
Yeah, this was a really sad mishap, but hopefully a really big learning experience for everyone up and down the river.
Yep, and I urge everyone who in the village, they should get together and make some sort of a high-powered gun like I was talking about, because I feel this ain't going to be the last time we see whales the way the climate changes now. They're going to start seeking cold water. The water mm-hmm. in the Pacific Ocean is warming, so is the mm-hmm. bay in the Alaska, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Maybe this whale was like a climate refugee.
We'll never know. Only the whale refugee. And God knows the answer to that. Uh-huh. Anyway, I've done my part, so I want to wish everyone, please wear your life jacket, don't drink and drive, please don't text, and watch out for pedestrians when you're walking. It's real slippery, you know, so you've got to really keep watch. And watch out for the kids when they play around the housing area and all mm-hmm. that. Be observant and safe. Okay.
Good advice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, and also, be careful when you swerve around the ginormous potholes, because you could go swimming in some of our potholes.
Oh, gosh, is there a lot of potholes here in Bethel now? I kind of like the signs that I see here and there that Jody had given out, the 15-mile-an-hour signs.
Exactly. All right, so next we have Chivac. Welcome to Talkline Chivac.
Act 2. Oh, my microphone keeps going in and out. Chivac, welcome to the show. Chivac?
Good morning.
Okay, Iris, should we go to the next caller? Okay, Herman, welcome to Talkline. You're on air.
Yeah, I'd like to say a few things about what's going on with our Alaskan government and our permanent funding. A little bit about fishing, too. You know, the governor, he was on Talk of Alaska, and then I asked him why is that considering the 15,000 Alaskans that he's driving below the poverty level by tapping their permanent fund. And his answer was that, you know, he's not going to let the state go in the red. But, you know, if you look at it, the state has $16 billion in the budget reserve to take care of their expenses, and there's more coming in every day, and there's almost $61 billion in that permanent fund. In 2 weeks, it made $800 million. That's enough to cover that stolen PFD monies, you know. And it seemed like somebody, it's too late to recall the governor, but there's an election coming up. And also, Lyman's seat's coming up. I don't know why they would keep supporting him. They should support the people who really need that money. But you guys got to talk to Lyman and Zach and let them know that people are hurting. It's not right to say that, that they have to spend the permanent fund money in here. The state's so rich. They have to spend our permanent money because the state might go in the red and think they're planning to spend it on. That don't make sense. People need to speak up. But on the fishing, you know, I think that salmon management working group, they just made themselves irrelevant by having one of their board members saying they don't want nobody that subsistence fish on their working group. And here that working group was set up to represent all working groups. You know, seem like, you know, it's not, we'll see how it is next year. There should be a lot of fish, but they'll have no right to tell us we can't hunt and fish. You know, people are hurting. They need those fish for the winter. But to me, that salmon working group, if it's going to keep doing that and counting low numbers, even though the aerial survey is saying there's more fish than they're counting, you know, it seems like it's outlived its purpose, and it's not right. But anyhow, you guys got to call Lyman and Zach and tell them, quit supporting what this governor is doing. It's a lie to say the state's in the red. It's holding back money what people need. They pool it together, and we buy equipment, we pay our bills, and it's not fair. But I don't know. I get kind of discouraged because it seems like nothing ever happens when you try to tell people, look what they're doing to us. They're using the native legislatures in Juneau. They're using the native people. That's what the Democratic Party does. Look at that movie, Hillary's America. You'll see. They count us as victims, and they use us. And that has to stop, you know. It never was our custom to kill our babies before they're born by abortion. And the state pay for 400 supposed to be mothers to go kill their babies, and they take away our permanent fund, and they say they're going broke. Something's not right, you know. People got to speak up for our people. Well, those are my comments, and hope everybody have a nice day, and start speaking up for your people, for your kids who are being lied and stolen to. Our subsistence rights are taken away from us, and we got to speak up, you know. Mm-hmm. For our people, for our kids, that's enough. On the radio, KYUK, what to call that, KTVA, KTU, you know, seem like they're controlled, but they're called fake news. They cover up for this governor, and it's scary what's going on in our world today, the way they use news to brainwash. But even that talk radio host, you know, they get liberal talk radio hosts. That talk of last year, or there's a talk show with that talk show host, supporting the government. That's what they use talk show. They get liberal talk show hosts with their opinion, and they debate people who try to say what's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people got to wake up what's going on, you know. Christ Jesus is coming back soon. Look at the nuclear bomb they're going to talk about, you know. And Jesus, he'll come and make things right again on this earth. But right now, us people, we got to speak up for what's wrong, what's against wrong, you know. We just can't sit by and let them do that to us. Well, those are my comments, and I'm glad they have talk radio and let us speak openly. Thank you.
Thank you, Herman. Okay. We have a caller, Robert. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning, ma'am. I was just listening about, I keep hearing about that whale they killed down here.
Mm-hmm.
It got lost and got, you know, all I wanted to say was this winter, just a few months past here, we watched a video of TV, many times it came on. When them guys up north, they even work, the whole village worked so hard cutting out the ice, trying to save the whale. Even the Army, United States Army, had helicopters, and everybody was trying to save the whale. And they saved the whale, and they were heroes. When they cut through the ice, they worked so, so hard to save the whale. But around here, even though we did never see whale before in our life around Kuskokwim, soon as we see the animal, we kill it. Even we don't know nothing about it or how to eat it. Or there are many people got meat never tasted before, first time. That just goes to show you we're not whale hunters around here. We're moose hunters and king salmon eaters. That's all. We eat meat and king salmon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whale, in the video I saw the whale facing the right direction toward the ocean. And there were 20 boats pushing that whale toward the ocean. And they were trying to poke that big whale with little tiny sea harpoons and shooting it with high-power rifles. When up north, I'm told they use gun bomb.
Mm-hmm.
To kill it instantly, to keep it from suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear on the radio, they hunted that and chase that whale toward the ocean till they kill it with guns that take much, much more time to let it suffer. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just telling the truth of what I'm saying about. I watched them up north and cutting the ice and became heroes of saving the whale. Down here, the whale was facing toward the ocean. 40 boats were pushing it. They could have pushed it all the way to the ocean. Hmm. They could have pushed it back if they wanted to. But it was said, God give us this whale, so we kill it. Well, if God give us this whale, maybe he give us a chance to become heroes and push it back to the ocean. Mm. I don't know. I don't want to hear about the whale no more. If it's done, it's done. We I'm glad we ate the whale. Everybody got a taste of the whale. Mm-hmm. I just hope they leave them people alone now. Mm-hmm. And the muskox too, leave them alone. That they're not enough. They're not from here. Them animals that we see around here, they never see before. We should leave them alone. Mm. That's why they come here a little bit. They want them to grow. Let the lox, mm-hmm. like the moose.
And the bison, the wood bison.
We're not worried about wood bison. We waited already 10 years for our moose. And now we got the moose. We got what we were told when we go more time. And we got lox now. We should do that with the rest of the animals. Even the whales, let them come swimming along. I just wanted to say, we're not mm-hmm. whale hunters in a vessel. We moose hunters and king salmon fishers. That's all we are. But at least they got to eat that. But I just saying, up north, they try to save them around here. We got a gift from God, so we eat that one. That's okay.
All right.
Okay, that's all I had. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling, Bobby.
There was a movie based on that story of the whales getting stuck and they had to cut through the ice so that the whales could have a place, could come up and get air. And what was that movie? I can't remember the name of it.
I don't know the name of that movie, but this I know is
Hollywood
such a
movie.
Huge learning experience for everyone. Such mm-hmm. a sad ordeal. We wish it could have happened another way, but it has happened. We lived it. We must learn from it. Mm-hmm. I like Bobby's thought there. Maybe leave the muskox alone so they could multiply. I'm from Nunavak Island. Of course, we don't see muskox here. They're not from here.
No.
So, but we do have a few running around. Mm-hmm. And
there was some right across the river last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take another call real quick. And the name of the movie is Big Miracle. Big Miracle. That was the movie.
There you go.
Thank you for texting that to me. The next caller is Roy 800. I don't know if that's the name he wanted to have, but Roy 800. Welcome to the show.
Somebody had 800. Must have been because I used the 800 number.
Oh, that, and she put it up there. Anyway, I never know. I just go with what people want, you know.
I just want to thank Bob's statement. It's good to hear him once in a while when I've been on the radio. But mm-hmm. I just wanted to say happy birthday to President of the United States, Obama. Today's 56-year-old today.
So young.
I just want to say that. I really miss his type of presidency, you know, and just wanted to state that. So far, we got nothing done as far as major legislation with the new administration and lots of investigations and percentage of what you call that national poll going on. It's going lower and lower, and kind of sad to see the world making a big laughing stock of what's going on. No offense for people that are really rooting for someone that could be in the likes of their thinking trend. But I just wanted to state happy birthday to Barack Obama. Mm. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Roy.
Bye.
Okay, next we have Gregory. Welcome to Talkline, Gregory.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Okay.
Okay, I'd just like to pass on a old traditional reminder. Can I?
Pass on your reminder, yes.
Okay. It does not cost money to bring out the old drum and to invite everyone into one's home to sing and dance.
Okay.
That's what keeps community together.
Mm-hmm.
And no more complaining. There is more laughter and hugs and love when the drum is beating within one's home or in a community hall.
Mm-hmm.
And for everyone to keep hugging and loving each other and be grateful for everything that we have for now.
Okay, well, thank you for that. That's a nice way to start our...
Oh, yeah! By golly! And, okay, everyone to ponder theatrically why the driveway and the parkway?
Why the driveway what?
Why the driveway and the parkway? What's the difference?
I don't know. What's the difference?
How far can you go in a driveway?
Okay. I'm not really sure I understand this particular joke. But we're going to go ahead and move on if that's okay, Gregory.
Okay. Well,
thank
keep
you.
Your wits about you.
You too. Have a great day.
All
right. So we're going to Carolyn's going to... Whoops. Carolyn...
Okay. Good morning. We have an email here. Come in from Daniel. Just wanted to share a thought this past week. I have been reading online about how the whale that was harvested was a gift from God and how it was shared all over the YK Delta. I also heard and read people saying that we natives are giving and sharing people and that we don't waste what we harvest or receive from God. I too believe that it was truly a gift and that it was blessing for many, but I also believed it wasn't just that. I believe this whale is a sign from God. This gift, as we earthly bodies, with that, I would like to leave with a couple of questions to our people that are listening. Who or what is the greatest gift from God? Do we share that gift with people all over the YK Delta? And last but not least, does that gift from God help us temporarily or eternally?
Thank you
for that email.
Thank you for that email and those questions. Okay, I think we have a caller. Do we? I think we do. She's going to switch the screen. And it's John. John, welcome to the show. Good morning.
This is John Carter. I'm Punks and Eek.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Alrighty, good morning. Calling over there to say something about the news that took place today after this guy by the name of John Kelly, who used to be the top four star general, the highest rank of the land. Mr. Eisenhower. At the moment he was appointed, instead of that Monday morning, he was accused of being an extremist. He is not the same person that he was then. Why? Since then he took off his George Washington's type wig off, kind of like putting on another hat. That this time being a selected chief of the staff,
mm-hmm.
chief of staff.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him a chance, and any person in the right mind would say that. So is so am I, like Hillary. She said it too when President Trump was elected. He gave him a chance. There is no guarantees in life. All there is given is opportunity to try. Hello.
Hello. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. The word of the wise. When somebody tells you that. It cannot be done. That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the person is here on the face of the earth, the ability is there.
Mm-hmm.
And all things are possible. About the last caller's comment about the permanent fund, the actual PPFD may be, but it cannot be cannot be spent at will. Has its own constitutional protection, inflation-proofing. Only the earnings can be. Thank you, Rama.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you for calling all the way from Eek.
And I'd like to say the numbers here again. Are 543-5985, 543-2756, and toll-free 1-800-995-8954.
You can also email us. Is my mic on?
Oh, there we go. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we will read your email over the air, and you can be anonymous. So it looks like we have another caller, Chico. Welcome to Talkline, Chico.
Yes, good morning to you both. Coming from Chivac. Right.
Oh, Chivac.
Have a good day.
Good morning, Chivac.
Oh, I think they're just calling in to say good morning. Okay, thank you.
All right. Good morning.
Oh, so nice. Good morning, Chivac. Yes. We have a caller online.
Hang on. So I wanted to invite anyone who has never called Talkline to give it a go and give us a call if you'd like. We have Cesari online. Good morning, Cesari.
Good morning. You know, there's lots of talking about that. Well, it's over, it's forget, be happy, nobody get hurt. People get food, mm-hmm. and you know, everybody's talking, oh, next time, you may be 100 years or 500. I don't know.
That's right.
There never been happened before. But anyway, I call it, today Delta Discovery have a city put into the ballot increase alcohol sale. Taxes.
No, oh, yes, the taxes.
Yeah. I don't know who gets that decision, because actually they make a decrease money flooding to. If you. That's why city will not succeed with any business, because they don't have any sense. Right now, it's so much. Lots of people order alcohol and save fuel bucks there and there. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's a little bit bootlegging, but not heavyweight. If they increase that to 15%, so people like AC or whatever, who have another liquor store, have to drop the prices to compete to people no shipping up from outside, from Anchorage, or no buying from bootleggers. So if I drop the prices, for example, from $100 with the income coming, mm-hmm. And they increase to 3%, I make it $3. But with the $3, people start buying in Anchorage more often, bootlegging start going, pushing harder. So to compete with them, I have to drop it. So if I drop it that price, so they don't receive 12% because I'm selling for cheaper way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If I drop it to $60 or $70 sale, then they get only from $60, $70, 15%, and right now they're getting 12% from $100. Mm. And they don't have any sense. Whatever which way you go, increasing to the point when the bootlegging starts flooding heavy, the drugs start coming because uncounted money. Always when it's dirty money coming, the drugs follow. Some recently kind of cool down and slow down. But and people start buying more from Anchorage. That means the money would come to the city be much less one way or another way. If they increase that thing, this is no any economical sense what they try to do. It's simple. They don't make it different. But I know when city need the money, and I like city get the money. But you know, increase for something and people turn to another way to the get it and make it more trouble. I don't know if you understood what I'm saying. I try to explain it the best what I can. But, you know, with my opinion, these guys, whatever, who get decision for increase, no have any idea how to run any business. Because if you're getting put some prices. Okay, I get the company from Anchorage and let them do it because in here it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. And with the Busi, same thing. You get some get from Anchorage or other people with illegally get from Anchorage, start bootlegging, and you drop out, you sell drop out, and the 3% increase make it actually decrease.
So, Cesare, are you saying that if they increase the tax rate to a certain point, it will only then encourage bootleggers or people to go ahead and order from Anchorage so that they can avoid paying the high taxes here, right?
Yes. And to compete with those prices, the new prices after 15% increase, you have to decrease. You sell, for example, $100 bottle alcohol. So I'm not going to sell for $100 because you buy for $90 from bootlegger, so I have to drop to $70 to make it equal what is right now. If I drop it to $70, so they don't get the 12% from 100, but they get the 15% from 70, which is
right.
much less.
So they actually get less tax income if they continue to raise. Is that your point?
If they continue to raise, that is simple. That is simple mathematics and economic.
So you're running into your 5 minutes, but I think that's a really good point, and I think you've made it very well.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Cesare.
Bye.
Yeah, so that's right. There's a tax proposal to increase the tax on alcohol sales, so from 12 to 15%, I think. We have an anonymous caller. Welcome to Talkline. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Good morning. You're on the air.
Never called in a long time, but yes. There was a meeting going on that left, I think, from 1, 2, and 3. There was a group doing a meeting for 3 days. And most of the villages, I believe, weren't there because some of us were trying to go up, but the weather was holding us all week. Mm-hmm. So.
Now, this is the Constitutional Convention, the Nunavut Constitutional Convention. Okay, go ahead.
Constitutional Convention, but yes, I believe it's all relates to regional government, right?
Yes.
Creating the regional government.
Yep.
And I want to make a comment on that. All these years, this same group of people, last year it was Yupik Nation and Yupik. Mm-hmm. And then there was another name for them, but this year they're convention, whatever. But it's the same group of people that's been trying to start a regional government over the years, And they've been doing it inappropriately before, without a quorum. They tried to take action and plans without a quorum from the 56 villages, which is, what I think is it's against the law to do that, to make any action or plans without a quorum from the 56 villages. So these guys, the same group of people that's been trying to start this regional government. And my question is, are we going to trust these same people that's been trying inappropriately over the years? Are they going to do a better job than the services they're providing today from AVC? There's AVCP, YK, GTWC. They provide, services to much needed, issues. Like violence, all that stuff, and child abuse, and all that stuff that there's a system going on to take care of those services already. But my question is, why would this group of same people, are they trustworthy? My question is, are they trustworthy? How am I going to trust these same people that are trying to form this regional government inappropriately? Mm-hmm. How are we going to trust these people that's been trying so hard? And are they going to do a better job than these guys are already providing? No, I don't think so. They're just going to be known for, they did this, they did that, and it's mostly up. A lot of people are saying now it's mostly upriver people that are trying to do this without the rest of the villages.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly upriver people, if you notice here, and we all know who they are from upriver people. Our rest of the villagers know who they are, who they come from, where they come from, and all that.
Mm.
You know, so yes, it's a good. You know, I like what they're trying to do, but it's just a question right now. They've been appropriately trying to start this group, and it's a question that are they going to do a better job? I don't think so. I mean, they've been trying so hard, you know?
And can I ask you, did you intend to come in, but were weathered out? You were going to
and
be able to voice these concerns you have, right?
Yes, yes.
And when you say that they had been operating inappropriately in the past, what
since
can
1970s,
you be...
since 1970s from Upit Nation, from that Unit 4 area.
Okay.
From... Okay, so,
what was inappropriate?
So, I mean, like, they're trying to start without the 56 village quorum. Like, they're trying to take action when they're supposed to do something. You know, the 56, they're supposed to have quorum to do action, you know. If they're going to form government, whatever that is, they're doing it inappropriately. They have a good, you know... good topics and all that stuff there. It's really nice and juicy what they want to do. But
okay, so you like the vision.
I like the vision, all right, but how they're trying to introduce themselves is just, it's just not right. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, if they were doing it the right way, of course, somebody upstairs powerful would allow it to happen because he's the master of all events, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot forget that. Could you
possibly voice this, your opinions to who's the head person of this?
I believe would be those from Upit Nation, Harold Napoleon, Mike Williams, and all those people are from upriver. It's those same group of people. It's not nothing new.
Well, they might be listening, and they might be hearing some of what you have to say.
So, you know, I want them to hear me.
I'm really glad that you're voicing your opinions because it really makes a big difference, like you said earlier. There is 50-some villages.
56 villages.
Yeah, 56 villages.
And the quorum is like 35% out of those villages. They're supposed to, you know, if they want some action done. And if they do any kind of action, I found out that, you know, they can be sued for doing inappropriate whatever they're trying to do.
Okay.
So, yes.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate hearing another point of view. All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for
calling.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have Michael. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to Talk Line.
Anticipation, anticipation is totally...
Oh, you're on the air.
Yes, I know. It's ridiculous. But anyways, I was, when it comes to August and September and October, you know, it gets really dark, very dark. And we used to have a street light at my old Golga Chief's place, by Dan Charles. And I was hopefully Bobby Hoffman is listening. I voted for me at AVAC Electric Radio, whatever it is. Anyways, it's very dark there. And, in October it's dark, you know. It's very dark. You can't see nothing. Because there used to be a street light there, and now it's totally gone. And hopefully, one of the member of the AVAC people, maybe Bob Hoffman, who I voted for, would totally consider bringing that to their meeting and putting back that light, street light that was up there to magnify. Because last year, there was this one person at East Avenue was walking around checking our field, and they thought that there was no one in their house because we like to save electricity and all that sort of jazz. Anyways, we found out who it was, and we didn't call no police. We just let him be, and we were moseying around the prop shop, and we didn't like it, and I don't appreciate that, whatever they're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were checking out my field line. And anyways, we need to have a street light by old Mama Seal's Village Chief's place. Hopefully, Bobby Helpman is listening. I appreciate your help, and thank you very much for your contribution to Bethel, Alaska. Have a nice day. I appreciate your Friday night or Friday day. Have a nice day, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
God All bless right. you.
Okay. Next, we have Renee, and then after Renee, we'll read Iris will read an email for us. Hello, Renee. Welcome to Talkline.
Thank you. It's good to be online with you. I'm just going to give you quick touch up on what's happening. We have a Saturday market on the 12th, regular hours. Everybody knows about those. On the 19th, we have the Taste of Bethel. I still have openings for about five more different chefs that want to participate in this celebration of our ethnic diversity and cook lots of good food. So if you're interested in doing that on the 19th of August, give me a call over here at 543-4538 or stop by, and I'll give you the details. Leif. Has Leif called in by any chance? Leif Albertson?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, we got together and decided, hey, let's get the Bethel Fair back going because this year the building's open, not being remodeled. So last minute notice for everybody, the Bethel Fair is going to be the 25th, 26th, 27th. You'll turn in your things for judging on the 24th. That's Thursday, the 24th. Diane, you have got to print those photographs.
Oh, you're taking photos for this, too. Okay.
We're taking photos. We're hoping that YK, although theirs is their big, wonderful photography show is in September, but you could enter both.
Yes,
so we're taking photography. If you're interested in participating, since it's such short notice, it's not going to be as elaborate. We're going to have, like, baked goods is going to be baked goods, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do skin sewing, it's all skin sewing. We're really combining the categories because we just don't have time to get as elaborate. And looking for judges, so if you want to judge it on the that would be probably Thursday night, the 24th. Call me, come by.
Where do people drop things off?
Here at the Cultural Center.
At the Cultural Center, okay. And is that where the fair will occur, at the Cultural Center?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
It will occur here, and it's going to be crazy busy that weekend. We'll have the fair in the window section. We're going to have Saturday market in the middle and kitchen section, so they're going to be kind of packed in there. And then that evening, we're going to have Bethel Live or Bethel's Got Talent. So if you've got talent, you need to call Grady, sign up. We're going to try to have a little contest, win a little prize money. So big weekend. Oh, and Casey said if you're interested in playing cribbage tournament is Friday night, the 25th.
Oh, my.
So lots going on in a short amount of time. So
Renee, you are command central for lots of things. Holy cow.
Renee should run for president.
Oh, God, no.
So. Hey, Renee, I was happy 1 year, like 3 or 4 years ago, my cauliflower and sugar snap peas won best of show at
really?
The Bethel Fair.
Oh, you got to bring, you got to put something in this. Yes. You going to do that again?
Yes.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Awesome.
If you're growing stuff, bring it in. If you've done some arts and crafts, bring them in. If you've been canning, jamming, gelling, whatever, bring your best in and let's share that. Let's celebrate our community the week before on the 19th with the food and then the fair the next weekend. We got a great community.
I know.
So that's all.
I know Fish and Wildlife brought in an eagle 1 year and an owl. Are they coming back again?
Yes, they are. Thank you for reminding me. They're trying to line that up. They'll be doing the bird show over across again at
the park there.
Park, yeah. And we'll set up some shelters if it's yucky. out. So yes, they're going to try to get the birds in again.
Oh, wonderful!
Put the request. So okay. Hopefully they're going to get that approved and they'll be out here.
That'll be wonderful. I know the grandkids really enjoyed that, so I'm glad I brought that up.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me.
Renee, you've come to the end of your time.
I'm done. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Great. Iris, you want to go to that email?
Thank you, Renee.
Yeah. We got an email about the whale, and this is from Anonymous. All those opinions noise about the whale would not fill anyone's empty stomach. All they are nothing but hot air. Can't get full on hot air except some controversial opinion. Those noisy people would not be willing to help with food for the subsistence of the people hunting for food to eat. So what is the noise all about except to instigate or to be an instigator? Does that make the noisemaker become a better person that the ones trying to subsist? I think not. It only starts something to become a unit to divide people by, all related to racism.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there might be a way to respectfully look at all the parts of what happened with the whale, right? We could look at it from a lot of different angles.
From the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
The beginning, a big learning experience. Mm-hmm. The end, a celebration of the whale, which fed a lot of villages. But again, I can't stress enough how they had killed the whale. Has upset a lot of folks. But we learned from this.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great celebration at the end where it did feed a lot of families in the villages. But
I saw a lot of commentary that was positive and supportive. And I think it does raise, though, really interesting questions about technology and how that mixes with subsistence and then belief systems and values and culture. And there's just a lot wrapped up in, and I think it's a fascinating story that can be respectfully reflected on in a lot of different ways, how the animal was taken and what are the beliefs around that. And yeah, so, I mean, I think it's been really eye-opening. I've learned a lot. So we're going to go ahead and give out, Iris, it says 9+. I don't know. Oh, okay. So we're going to go ahead and give out the numbers again.
Okay, the numbers again here are 543-5985, 543-2756, toll free 1-800-995-8954, or email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Yes. So we have, our lines are open and our email is open. So you are welcome to either call or email.
Gosh, this community is always busy. I know, families with children need to start getting their children to bed early. I hate to say this, but school is starting middle of August. What else is happening? The silver salmon are running, so we could jar some more fish and make strips. I'm really excited about that.
I make salunik.
Yeah, well, there you go. So do we.
I have to get the salt and my bucket and
wonderful.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, we make strips out of those. So. Yeah. I'm really excited about that.
And I vacuum pack some, too.
A lot to do. Gosh, yeah. They always say Vegas never sleeps. I believe Alaska, Mom Tahitlach never sleeps. I'm tired.
I know. So we have another caller. I'm going to say Stan. Stam. Whoever you are, you're on the air. You can say your name for us. Stam.
Stan, good morning from Pacific.
Okay, good morning.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about this whale that they've harvested. When was the last time a whale swam up the river?
Never heard of.
Are there any regulations on the Kuskokwim for harvesting whales?
I don't know if it's on the Kuskokwim. The whale itself is a protected species.
Yeah, let's say...
Wherever the whale goes.
Let's say... We're in the middle of a deep depression. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got no jobs, no 9-to-5, no regulations. Your family's starving. an opportunity like that whale swims up, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have any money to move back downstate to where all the jobs are.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do? We're not starving right now, but what would you do? We have our elders always say, if it's there, harvest it. Salmon berries are there, go out, pick berries. The salmon swim up, harvest them, dry them, store them. Because they used, in the past, they used to starve to death.
Hmm.
And it's in our tradition, our culture, to harvest anything that we have an opportunity to harvest.
But, you know, I'm originally from Nunavak Island, Miigwechuk, and I know there's been muskox that were wrongfully shot at in the last year. I respect all natives when it comes to subsistence. I put subsistence all year round. But there comes to a point in our life where we have to respect the animal and protect them. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, we'll respect the animals and move the muskox out of Nunavak Island because they're not native to that island.
Oh.
Neither are the caribou or a reindeer. We are the most regulated people on the planet Earth. These poor people from the Waikei Delta. Most exploited, most regulated. And when was the last time we had a darn commercial opening on the Kuskokwim?
Well, how do
it's
you...
It's frustrating.
Yeah, and it is frustrating.
And the woodland bison, bring them back to where they came, wherever found them from.
Why are you being so...
Federal government wants job security.
So how do we...
So they could regulate us some more.
How do you balance... I am curious on your thoughts on this. How do you balance sort of the modern world where animal species really are being coming extinct? Something that may not have been the experience some time ago, but now populations are crashing. So... how do we balance these really important spiritual practices and philosophies with what's happening now? And that's where I think there's a struggle, and I wonder your thoughts on that.
Well, we went through a 5-year moratorium when they closed down the moose hunting in Unit 18.
Mm-hmm. Good example.
And we followed that. We went through with that, and population came back up.
Yes.
We listened, we followed, we went through it. It was a success.
Mm-hmm.
So with the salmon, you know, they go out in the ocean and the trawlers have, so much incidental bycatch. It's ridiculous. Enough to feed a whole village and then some.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they put under a moratorium just like us? Or there's... are there not enough natives trawling out there?
Mm, well,
this is an ongoing issue that's been, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been around a while, and all I hear is regulations and introductions and more regulations. And there's a law put out, we follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Go through with it. So, yeah, I'm suggesting whoever's listening, whoever's power of authority to look into this, put the trawlers under a 5-year moratorium and see what happens, see what comes back. The reds are coming in stronger and stronger every year, and it shouldn't be considered a chum fishery anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's more reds than... comes right now, and the reds are still running.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Hasta la biura.
There we
okay,
go.
Not done. Bye.
Moving on. Okay. So we've had some interesting calls giving some different point of views on the whale, on the Nunavut Constitutional Convention that is just happened this week in Bethel, that's wrapped up, and they'll probably, maybe they'll put out something, results. Well, KYUK News is covering it, so I know there'll be some coverage from the news on the outcomes from this conference.
And guess what's coming up this weekend? The Akatjok Festival, something fun to do for a lot of folks.
And oh, the festival?
Yeah, the Akatjok Festival.
Oh, nice.
It's coming up this weekend.
And then we had a question about the Blackberry Festival in Tuksuk Bay.
Yeah, I'm not sure when that starts. Is it like in the next week or two?
Yeah, so if you're in Tuksuk Bay and you know the date for your Blackberry Festival, we'd like to hear about it. So are there some other announcements that we have? Okay, so our lines are open and our email is open. So please feel free to call and we'll give you those numbers again.
The numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, toll free 1-800-995-8954, or email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Yes. Iris is going to read an email for us. Thank you.
This is from Anonymous. What about this thing I hear that now they want to close the Galik, Dagyagak, and Kinaktu fishing? What is the purpose of this? Is this to exterminate the most vulnerable people of our area, the people most dependent on subsistence? Where is the good intention on this? From Anonymous.
I didn't catch the Yupik part of that. The closure of the... Can you say that again, Iris?
Galik, Dagyagak, and Kinak. To fishing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, again, I think this comes... Isn't this kind of like the clash of what's happening kind of in the modern world with populations of animals, plants, species? Then you have climate change, and you have trawlers, and you have a lot of pressures on fish, and you still have... then population, you know, people who that's their life is to care for those fish and to use them for nutrition. And so I think that's we're going to see, I think, more and more pressures.
I've never seen so much restrictions. I grew up here in Bethel, and years ago, we never had all these restrictions. Of course, back then, there was only like 1,000 people or less here. So we were really freely to fish wherever and whatever. And now there's like population has grown so much, even in the villages and in Bethel here.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see why, maybe perhaps why there's so much restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And to protect our fish, like we can't fish our kings so we could save them, you know?
Yeah. Kind of like the moratorium on the moose, that worked.
Yeah.
And maybe... having some limits on fishing will also help those populations rebound.
Yes.
And
this happened in the Yukon years ago where they weren't able to fish for kings. Now they're able to fish.
Mm-hmm.
It has come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that phrase where, you know, I have children. We need to save our fish for our future children for, you know, for many years to come.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the purpose of reintroducing the wood bison, which was an animal that was in this area. So it wasn't, they're reintroducing it, hoping that the populations will build up, and then that will be another source of nutrition. So these are unfamiliar, maybe some of these restrictions but probably in the old days, there were ways that people had restrictions, maybe the kind of net they use to fish. Yes, I know. There's someone on the air. I'll be right there. So anyway, I'll finish my thought later.
I like the part, though, where we are protecting these animals like the bison and the muskox, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's really exciting where sometime down the years to come, our families can hunt for them.
Right, right. Okay, so we have Yvonne. Welcome to the show, Yvonne. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'd like to thank the previous lady on Golden Tribal, that anonymous caller. And I feel she's right. And without consent of the people, why are they trying to form a, otherwise going tribal anyway? But in my opinion is they formed a tribal fish commission without consent of the people also. Mm. And it made it harder to fish, subsistence fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And that lady was right, on Navy, CP, and YK. I feel that they're doing a good job, and without consent of the 56 villages, again, they're trying to form a government here, but I don't think that's right. And well, anyway,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard on Channel 11 that KTOO, the John commentary on reality check.
John Tracy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell us.
I don't know if he's listening, but I thank him anyway. On, I rest my case on the whale.
What did he say? I hadn't had a chance to read up on that. Can you let us know what he had said?
Very clarified what an elder told him on subsistence here in Alaska. And he was thankful for the people that got it, and they have food for the winter, period.
Nuttan.
So, in closing, my condolences to the people that have lost their loved ones, and have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. All right, we have another caller, Grady. Good morning, Grady. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning, Diane. How are you doing this morning?
All right.
You know, I heard Renee on the radio. I just wanted to mention a couple things that the library has going on.
Okay.
Story time the last few weeks and going forward, we're really engaging in more activities that really engage both the younger kids and the older kids. Tomorrow we'll be doing the physics of falling objects, and each week parents can guarantee that their kids that engage in our story and craft time between 3 and 4 p.m. will be coming away with a real fun experience and a learning experience as well.
What is the age range of that those activities?
You know, we're aiming at you know, as young as pre-K all the way up to like the 14 and 15 range, but we're trying to really make the activities so that we cater to both the ends of that range.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been quite fun. I'm really proud of it. So I hope that we'll get more participation because it's a fun time. 3 to 4 on Saturdays.
Okay.
At the library. We also have an animation class, and we're going to be forming a computer club. The animation class this week is already in motion, and there's another one next week, and there might be a spot left. But people who are interested, that's more for 7th grade and up, people who are interested in animation classes should contact the library to get into the next cohort for that.
What is an animation class? What is that?
Well, we're covering a piece of animation software and basic animation fundamentals in being able to take drawings, whether digitally created or not, and use animation software to make them into basically cartoons.
Oh, fun. Okay.
It is quite fun. And then the last thing I just will mention and get out of your hair is during Bethel Live for the next three installments, and this next one is the 26th during the fair, Fotai will be serving food. So all the people who lament Fotai not being around can at least get their fix during Saturday markets when they've been participating, but also during Bethel Live. They're going to be there August 26th in the evening doing takeout and orders. And then also the next 2 months, I'll publish the dates as they're defined.
Nice. Okay, good. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I hope everyone has a great day.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Sounds like good times to be had for everyone.
The library.
That's always a lot of fun to go to.
It's awesome. The library has all these things going on. Okay. So, Wilson, good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, Hard Voices.
Hey, what's going on?
Let me check my phone. Hold on.
Okay, yeah.
I just want to make sure you guys can hear me really good because I have some good things to say today.
Yay. We need good things today. So good morning.
We hear you really good.
first, I would like to acknowledge the passing of my classmate, my friend, Vincent Moses, your cousin there, Carol.
Yeah, thank you very much for acknowledging.
You know, just last week, you know, I saw his wife and daughter, and I asked them how's Vince doing. He said, "Well, he's hanging in there." And then I said, "Be sure and tell him, you know, I'm glad he's my friend, and I'm thinking about him." And I'm sure if it relayed that on, I'm sure it made him feel good. And that's the whole purpose in life, is to try to make each other, you know, see what we can do to make someone else happy. It's not all about us, you know. So that's my thought, my good thought for today. But now, about safety, you know. You know, I have what they call issue with the police on cabs and their high beam. There's Alaska Cab 99 and 106. They have really high beams, and yeah, it's not good. Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh. Bye. Okay. I thought you were going to talk about safety, that people need to slow down and be more respectful as they're driving and watch out for pedestrians.
Well, that's what you're saying, Carol.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's what I was hoping he would say, because that is all about safety.
Well, you get to say it now.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so we have Bailey. I think that's Bailey. Welcome to the show, Bailey. You're on the air.
All right. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, just want to tell all the moose hunters going up Johnson River to bring back their trashes, please.
Good. Yes.
All right. That's what I have to say. Thank you. Enjoy the day. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you for stressing that, Bailey. Mm-hmm. And I know I went blueberry picking before the rain came, and there was quite a bit of trash.
I know.
It's really sad to see.
I roam around and I far and wide, and I always find something. Pop cans.
A lot of trash.
Water bottles.
I hadn't picked in that area for 3 years, and 3 years ago it was beautifully. I mean, mm-hmm. And then I went to pick berries a couple weekends ago, and there was so much trash. I was so saddened to see all that. So we do need to respect the land and pick up your trash.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also a nice courtesy for people to pick up after their dogs, even when you walk out at Old BIA, because people berry pick out there, and they don't want to run into your dog's stuff. So it's great. You can get biodegradable plastic bags, pick up after your dog, and put it in the dumpster, and it'll keep things a lot nicer for people that are out on the tundra. Okay, so our lines are open. I think our email is also open. Yeah, I don't think we have any emails, so you're welcome to call. And if you've never called before, think about doing so. You can remain anonymous, and we'll give out the numbers again. And
the numbers to call again are 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we can read it for you.
Yes, yes, we will read it on the air. So a couple of calls on the Nunavut Constitutional Convention, and a lot on the whaling story, which has, I think, I agree with you, Carolyn, there's a lot of lessons in there, and how we can respectfully talk about the different angles on this story, I think is worthwhile, right?
Yes, be more mindful and more respectful with the animal that has provided so much food for us, but mm-hmm. Much learning and experience for sure.
Okay, I think. Okay, so we have a lot of activities coming up at the Cultural Center. There's a Saturday market on August 12th. And August 19th is Taste of Bethel. Now, that's where different cultures in Bethel are going to be having tables where they have prepared food traditional to them. And you can buy $2 tickets. And then any table you go to, you can give them a $2 ticket and get a taste of their food. You won't get large dishes or like a dinner plate. You'll get a taste. So you could go to the door and buy 10 $2 tickets, and then when you go into the cultural center, you have 10 times you can taste something, or you could buy $22 tickets, or whatever you want to do.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
I think this is the first, right, with this ethnic
festival? I've never heard of it. Yeah, I've never heard this happen before. Yeah.
Is it on August 19th?
And that's on August 19th, called Taste of Bethel. And then we're also going to have a Bethel Fair, August 25, 26, 27. You can drop off things on August 24th at the Cultural Center. Now, this is baked goods. This is fresh produce that you've grown.
Jarred fish.
Jarred items. Photography. Sewing that you've done. So there's arts and crafts. Foodstuffs. Yeah.
And another fun art thing is when there's always a lot of fun when that Bethel Fair happens, but when Fish and Wildlife comes in, hopefully they'll bring in their...
Right, with the eagle and the owl. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. So they'll be across the street at Lions Park.
Yes.
And yeah, so a lot of things going on, and then a couple of communities. Akyechuk has a festival, right? And when is that?
Yes, I believe it started today.
This weekend, okay.
Yes, the Akyechuk Festival started today, going on throughout the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure, but also the Blackberry Festival in Tuksuk is always a lot of fun, I hear.
It might be a little early for that. Maybe it's in another week or two. Okay. So, again, the lines are open. Feel free to call in, and we have plenty of time left on the show.
So, have you heard if the Silvers are really running? I know folks have been checking out the free fish bin lately, huh?
Yeah, and that somebody had called in saying that somebody was charging at the fish bin. So, never ever pay for fish out of the fish bin because that's not
That
allowed.
Is so very wrong. I know we had a caller that called in last week saying that there was someone at the free fish bin trying to charge $10 a fish when it actually is a free fish bin for all. Mm-hmm. I know it has helped my family a lot because I don't have a boat. Mm-hmm. It has really helped us out a lot putting our filleted fish away.
Oh, good.
So okay. I'm excited that the Silvers have arrived.
Have they?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The silver salmon are here already.
Okay, nice. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and go to a caller. We have an anonymous caller. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, good morning. I am just calling to disagree with Cesare. I don't think I'm the only one.
Okay.
Who I'm just going to disagree with the fact, and I get where his best interests are at heart here, that if by raising the alcohol tax by, what are they, they're raising it from 12 to what,
15?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No one is going to start going to a bootlegger because their case of beer or their whatever they're going to buy went up by a couple dollars or whatever it ends up being, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just ridiculous.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And people that already don't like the tax are already ordering from Anchorage or having friends send it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That little bit is not going to drive people away from the liquor store. The liquor store already, they cater to the people who don't want to, you know, who don't plan ahead and order for company or whatever, like the people who live paycheck to paycheck, like many of us, you know, you use the liquor store because you don't have hundreds of dollars to put up front to order from Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
No one, the bootleggers are never going to be cheaper than going to the liquor store. And I think if that does happen, then they do need to look at the prices and the tax and whatever,
mm-hmm.
if bootleggers can be cheaper than the liquor store, because I just think that it's absurd.
So you think you agree with the 15%? Increase.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And maybe the city needs to be more transparent or publicize more what they intend to do with the taxes, mm-hmm. or what they are doing with the taxes. But everyone in this town has suggestions for what the city could do. We need more streetlights. We need the roads paved. We need whatever. You know, there's so many things that the city could use,
mm-hmm.
and that people, everybody wants to see. And we can't just rely on grants for that.
Right.
And that's kind of what we do around here, but we need to generate revenue in order for there to be services
mm-hmm.
for the community. And so I think we, and the city's looking at, they probably looked at what kind of alcohol sales have the liquor store, you know, pumped through, and it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're looking at how can we get a piece of that, since, you know, the police department's been busier since the liquor store's opened, and
mm-hmm.
it makes sense if you look at it. I mean, and, you know, I think the city should, whether the council or the employees need to publicize better. I'm sure they already do say, I'm not sure what they do with the tax money, but I mean, the city, they have to have revenue to function. And they're just looking at ways to get more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's what I have to say about that.
Very clear. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm glad you called in.
Very good points there. Thank you so much for calling.
And we have, well, that was an anonymous caller,
yes.
actually. So we have Stella. Welcome to the show, Stella. You're on talk line.
Good morning. I just want to cover about, I know the Black Bear Fest usually happens end of this month, but I'm guessing it's going to be beginning of September for 3 days.
What is? I missed the first part of what you said.
I'm saying the Black Bear Fest.
Oh.
It usually, you know, end of. I was looking at the calendar, and it's usually like end of August, beginning of September. But it'll be beginning of September for 3 days. The Black Bear Festival that's going on in Tuksuk.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for letting us know. We were curious about that.
Yeah, and I noticed, you know, people are going to still be bootlegging. I mean, they'll be like, you know, buying a lot of bottles, and people will be carrying backpacks around, and I know they'll be carrying a lot of bottles in their backpacks, and
mm-hmm.
yeah. But yeah, hopefully that still hopefully BNC will still do that. What I said how many weeks ago about like a place to hang out and play hot pool table dance. And
oh, yeah. I remember that.
Like where people could order like munchies, pop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And have arcade games. Hopefully BNC will still do that.
Like a hangout, like a rec center hangout kind of place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We really don't have one like that here.
Yeah, because I remember they used to do that at Tuksuk Bay Long Kongo. They used to have, like, where people could go to the play pool table or play arcade
mm-hmm.
and where they hang out, play music, or watch movie over there. Yeah, those used to be fun back then. But, yeah.
Well, maybe some of the taxes from alcohol sales should really go toward some of the things that happen from the store opening.
Like a recreation center or something.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. So thank you, Stella, for calling.
Okay. You have a good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Okay. Next we have Howard. Welcome to the show, Howard. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you doing?
All right. What's on your mind?
You know, my wife just got a whole bunch of sunberries from the coast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a lot of blueberries down here, what's called cranberries, cranberries, blackberries. I was back in the brush up river, and there was a whole bunch of rose hips.
Rose hips, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I had my nephew with me, and we were walking through, and I was looking, and I was like, oh, man, there's a whole bunch. So I grabbed them, and I put in my mouth, and said, hey, don't eat that. That's poison. I guess a lot of people don't know there's a lot of rose hips out here, and he thinks that fruit was poison, you know.
Is it? I didn't know that.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh, like, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's got a lot of vitamin C.
Yeah. And
there's a red berry that is poisonous, but I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The ones that are dull in color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there is a whole bunch out there. I just wondering if anybody else eats them or picks them, you know?
Oh, what? Like what to do with rose hips?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of seeds in there, so you got to take the seeds out because they're pretty big.
I know some people make jam out of it, jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And dry it and make tea. You can have rose hip tea.
Yeah, so I call it brush here, you know, but on Yukon, there's a whole bunch of big trees.
Mm-hmm.
And they grow along the lower parts of it. There's not so much trees. But here I noticed that they're right in the, with the cottonwood, you know.
Oh, yep.
So there's somebody curious and want to know about it, try and find it. It's out there, taking those cottonwood areas, and I'm sure they can do this and see what they look like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to bring that up and say, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you. It's always nice to hear about lots of berries and rose hips. So is it a caller or the email? Carolyn's going to read an email, and then we have a caller.
Good morning. We have an email here from Teresa. Hearing so many complaints of fishing, hunting, etc., we should be thankful for all the blessings that our good Lord has provided us all with. He is the only one that has provided us all with fish, berries, moose, and all our subsistent foods. Have a blessed weekend. Koyan Akhva, Teresa, for your email.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. Next we have Karma. Welcome to Talkline, Karma. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Or good afternoon.
Well, getting there. You're getting there.
Anyway, you know, everybody's talking about this whale and everything, but you know what? The Lord sent it up the river to feed the people of the YK Delta because people are starving here. The prices in the store are ridiculous. They're not letting our people fish, but they'll bring tourists up here to go fishing. How many people are here for fishing, you know, that are tourists? You know, it's ridiculous. And to the people that have lost their lives to domestic abuse, you know, this lady that recently lost her life because of that, you know, I blame the police, the Bethel police, because they don't do anything to the abusers. They'll take the person that was abused, but they won't take the abusers. Mm-hmm. You know, people are dying in this community, and everybody's trying to cover it up, and that's wrong. You know, these people that died, they need payback, mm-hmm. in other words. Mm-hmm. I could put it nicely, but, you know, hey, I'm karma. And the lady talking about the sales tax,
mm-hmm.
you know, she sounds like she's not from here, and she does not know how people are here, and they will go to a bootlegger. They went to the bootlegger in the past when the Wild Goose was here, and they were selling alcohol, and when it closed, they go straight to the bootlegger to go get more alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So she should know what she's talking about before she says something, because mm-hmm. bootleggers are here, and they're always going to be here, just like the heroin dealers and the other drug dealers, because the Bethel police is failing to do their job right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's all I have to say. Oh, and we'll see you out there on tomorrow, 12 o'clock, Watson's Corner.
Oh.
We have been out there for the past 2 weeks because of health reasons.
Okay. But tomorrow y'all will be back out again.
Yes, ma'am. And everybody, you know, come out and join us. Protest about these crooked police officers because they need to go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Well, I mean, a couple things to say is in domestic violence cases, it is the perpetrator who is responsible.
Well, excuse me, Diane.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, a lady came asking for help, and we called the police, and they came, and they took her to jail when mm-hmm. she was all bloody and everything, and
okay.
we took pictures, and they still didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the police officer, he said, he was pretty beat up, too. You know, he's probably the one that started it, and who cares? Downstate, if two people are fighting and they both look like they've been hitting each other, they'll take both of them to jail.
Okay,
not
yes. Domestic violence.
That's wrong.
Domestic violence shouldn't be taken so lightly. But we do have other calls. We thank you so much for calling.
Well, okay. Yeah, cut me off. Yeah, it sounds like somebody that would do that. You know.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and...
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right, we have our final caller is Dave. Welcome to Talk Line, Dave.
Good morning. Thank you. My call is about an invitation to visit the Alaska Territorial Guard Memorial Park
mm-hmm.
out near the cemetery. The park has now been recognized as a World War II memorial to honor 1,438 men from the Yukon-Kuskokwim territory area, that served their country during wartime. Please come visit the park to honor and remember those people from this area that served during wartime. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave, for all that you do for that memorial out there. We really appreciate that.
It's a wonder. Yeah, it's a wonderful place to go hang out.
It was a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteers, and this is about volunteerism and giving back to one's community and one country. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Okay, so that's concluding our show for today. Went fast. Thank you, everyone who called, who emailed. We really appreciate it. And I think it's good for people to hear from each other on the different issues of the day and what some different points of view are. That's part of why we have Talk Line. And Carolyn, thank you so much for stepping in. I hope you'll be sitting in more often.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I always enjoy the Friday Talk Line where people can voice their opinions, most definitely. But everyone, get out there and enjoy the weekend. I believe we're going to have nice weather for a good time for blueberry picking.
Yes.
And or jarring fish. So with that being said, be safe, be kind to one another.
Have a great weekend. All right. Express yourself.